Welcome to the RCI Business Report for today, October 22nd, 2019. Today, our report covers the Jamaica, Barbados, Trinidad and Tobago, and the Eastern Caribbean Securities Exchange. On the Eastern Caribbean Securities Exchange, there were no trades on the ECSE on October 21st, 2019. Here are some of the latest closing prices for the equities listed on the ECSE. Bank of St. Vincent and the Grenadines Limited, $6.75. East Caribbean Financial Holding Company Limited, $4.50. Grenada Electricity Services Limited, $10. Republic Bank of Grenada Limited, $45. Grenada Cooperative Bank, $8. St. Lucia Electricity Services Limited, $20. SL Horsford & Company, $2. Bank of Nevis Limited, $3.50. On the Trinidad Stock Exchange, overall market activity resulted from trading in 10 securities, of which 5 advanced, 1 declined, and 4 traded firm. Trading activity on the first-tier market registered a volume of 128,624 shares, crossing the floor of the exchange, valued at $6,667,329.82. Massey Holdings Limited was the volume leader with 110,000 shares, changing hands for a value of $6,040,108.27, followed by Sagicor Financial Corporation Limited, with a volume of 5,000 shares being traded for $53,050, and Angostura Holdings Limited contributed 4,557 shares, with a value of $73,139.85, while Trinidad and Tobago NGL Limited added 3,475 shares valued at $89,828.75. Republic Financial Holdings Limited registered the day's largest gain, increasing 82 cents to end the day at $122.82. Conversely, Massey Holdings Limited suffered the day's sole decline, falling 1 cent to end the day at $54.91. On the mutual fund market, 10,336 shares changed hands for a value of $228,701.16. Clico Investment Fund was the most active security, with a volume of 7,936 shares traded at $190,901.16. Clico Investment Fund remained at $24.06. Calypso Macro Index Fund remained at $15.75. Epley Caribbean Property Fund Limited SEC Development Fund remained at 67 cents. Epley Caribbean Property Fund Limited SEC Value Fund remained at $1.70. Praetorian Property Mutual Fund remained at $3.05. The second-tier market did not witness any activity. Morfin Holdings Limited, suspended, remained at $12. The SME market did not witness any activity. Cinema One Limited remained at $8. The USD equity market did not witness any activity. MPC Caribbean Clean Energy Limited remained at $1. On the Jamaica Stock Exchange, there were no trades on October 21st, 2019. On the Barbados Stock Exchange, two traded firm as 1,917 shares traded on the regular market with a total value of $7,183.52. Epley Caribbean Property Fund Value Fund was the volume leader with 1,667 at a high of 56 cents, a low of 56 cents, before closing at 56 cents. They were followed by West India Biscuit Company Limited, which traded 250 shares. Today's financial tip: what business is normally conducted at an annual general meeting? At an annual general meeting, the general membership of the company is informed of the company's financial performance during the previous financial year and about its future plans. The general membership exercises rights by voting on the company's directors and their fees for the coming year, acceptance of the annual report, minutes of the last AGM, the proposed dividend, and appointment of the company's auditors. Join us tomorrow for another RCI Business Report.